This year is dedicated to Yilui Nishmos Rav Chaim Yisuch Ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, Rav Chaim Feigenbaum Zichroina Levrocha. He should be a Meretz Yosha for his wonderful family. Boruch Hashem, I start this year today on a very happy note. It's been 6 years since I made a similar announcement in public. Boruch Hashem, my youngest daughter, Milky, got engaged yesterday night to a wonderful Ben Torah. So it's a big simcha for me and my family. This is our Bas Zikunim. And Boruch Hashem, the Chosen is one of the best and the brightest in the Ponevishi Yeshiva. Very fine family. The son of Rav Geldseiler from Har Nof. And we all hope and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She is kuliv in his bayis nem and b'yisroel. Ba'avo v'achbo b'sholom reyes. And they should be zoyche to ashroes hashchina in their home. And we should always be able to share simchas with everyone, with kol klal yisroel. The topic we will be discussing today is one of the most central and basic and fundamental sugyas in Torah she'bal peh. And that is the sugya of Dova She'ein Meschaven and Psik Reisha. The connection to this week's parsha is a very limited one, but in this week's parsha we learn about the first of the Yomim Tovim that are presented in Torah's Moshe. Chag HaMatzos, Mikro Kodesh, Kol Malocha, Lo Ye'osa Bo. So the prohibition on doing a Malocha in Yom Tov is included in this week's parsha, and we will discuss the sugya of Dova She'ein Meschaven and Psik Reisha. So Reb Shimon says, Shabbos Chof Beis, once again Shabbos Chof Tes, and in many other sources, it is a braisa. Goyrer Odom Kisei Mita V'Safsalu Belvad Shelo Yeschaven La'Asos Cheretz. A person is permitted to drag a chair, a bench, a table, a bed in the sand, even though he might make a charitz, because he has no kavona. Dova she'einoi mischaven mutar. And that is this opinion of Reb Shimon, halachic moisei, Reb Yehuda negates Reb Shimon, and adas Reb Yehuda dova she'ein mischaven also. And this machloikis is found in Shas, regarding Hilchas Shabbos, as previously mentioned, and regarding Shar Isurei Torah as well. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel Lagabe Mile Bitzoras Nozir Daf Mem Beis Nozir Choifef Umefas Feis Aval Lo Sorek. And in many other sources in Shas, like Zvochim Tzadek Aleph Kibui Eish Al Gabe HaMizbeach Mezalfin Yayin Al Gabe Hu Ishim. In all these different sugyas in Shas, Chazal state, even though we're dealing with Shari Suri Torah, not Maloche Shabbos, according to Reb Shimon, Dove Shem Eschaven Mutar, according to Reb Yehuda, Dove Shem Eschaven also. So the first fundamental question I always ask when I'm dealing with this sugya is, isn't it startling that in the entire Shas, Bavli and Yerushalmi, not only in Shas, but in the entirety of Pirushe Rabbeinu Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos, the Ramban and the Rashba, the Ritva and the Ran, the great Rishonim, who illuminated every corner in Shas, every sugi, every line, every halacha, every passage, and they never cared to explain why is it that Dova She'ein Meschaven Mutar L'Reb Shimon. Questions of this nature, the big, basic questions, demand very simple terutzim. That is a very basic principle that I always teach my Talmidim. If neither Tanuim or Amiruim in Bavli or Yerushalmi, and none of the great Rishonim explain why Dova She'ein Meschaven Mutar, the answer must be, obviously this was such a simple principle in their eyes that they saw no need to elaborate. Sometimes we grope to know the answers, and obviously the Rishonim thought that the answers are so self-evident and so poshut that there's no need to explain them. This would have to be our approach to the sugya of Dova She'ein Meschaven. And therefore I have reservations Kitalmid Koton Hadan Lefnei Rabbeisav Agdoilem Bekarka. About the Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos Daf Mem Beis. The Pnei Yeshua asked this question, and the Pnei Yeshua suggests two different approaches. Why and how does Reb Shimon know that Dov Sheilim is Chavin Mutar? Approach number one, writes the Pnei Yeshua. Dov Sheilim is Chavin Mutar b'Shabbos because it's not Malachas Machsheves. So why would Dov Sheilim is Chavin be Mutar in Ashari Surei Torah, in which the principle of Malachas Machsheves does not apply? So the Pnei Yeshua writes, we learn Kal V'Chomer m'Shabbos. In b'Shabbos HaChamura, Dov Sheilim is Chavin Mutar, Shari Surei Torah, which aren't Chomer Kol Kach, Kal V'Chomer Dov Sheilim is Chavin Mutar. And I find this approach extremely difficult to accept for three different reasons. If the Torah of Dov Sheilim is Chavin Shabbos is merely because it's not considered Malachas Machsheves, there should be an Issur Derabbanan. Because there are many, many halachas based on the principle of Malachas Machsheves. And I wrote at great length more than once in my Sforim. I think I dealt with this concept Ba'arichas Gedoyla twice in the Sforim that were printed up to today. Mechas Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, Simenun Hay. That was the first version. Second version, with many hasafas, many editions, was printed in Minchas Osher, Chumash Shemois, Semen Samach Gimel. And since these two svarim were published, there are more recent versions of the same shiur, in which I elaborated more. Some years ago, I gave this shiur in the Lakewood Yeshiva. There were about 1,000 Yungalite and Bochurim at the shiur, and I was very inspired that day, and I hope that some other people were as well. So, what I wrote at great length was that there are many, many Yesoides that we learn from the Haggadah, the definition of Malachas Machsheves, and at least 10 halachas of different types, styles, fashions, and different nature. But all are potur b'Shabbos because they are not included in the concept of Malachas Machsheves. But the common denominator between all of these halachas, mutar min haTorah, osur midrabbanan. None of them is mutar lechatchila. So if Dov Sheilim is Chavin would only be potur because it's not Malachas Machsheves, then Reb Shimon would agree that it should be an issur derabbanan, just like malacha she'en tzricha legufo, just like Kel Achriyan, just like Mekalkel, just like Malocha She'ena Miskayemes. However, Dov Sheilim is Chavin Mutar. So there must be another reason, not Malachas Machsheves. Question number two. If we learn Shari Surei Torah Kal V'Chomer from Shabbos Lagabe Malachas Machsheves, then we should find in all other prohibitions, all other Surei Torah, the Ptur of Mekalkel, of Malocha She'en Tzricha Legufo, Malocha She'ena Miskayemes, etc. And because nowhere do we find these halachas, only in Hilchos Shabbos and Yom Tov, that proves that Malachas Machsheves is confined to Hilchos Shabbos and Yom Tov only. And we do not learn Kal V'Chomer. Question number three, which for me is a great difficulty accepting the Pnei Yeshua. Dov Sheilim is Chavin is not only a Ptur B'Isurim, Shabbos and Shari Surei Torah. It is also relevant in Mitzvah Asay, as we learn in Brachos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches Amud Beis, and in other sugyas in Shas. A person that performs a mitzvah while he is a misasik, Dov Sheilim is Chavin lo yotzi yedecha vosoi. This has nothing to do with the Kal V'Chomer of Shabbos, and therefore there must be another yesoid. Why Dov Sheilim is Chavin is mutar? And these questions are besides the most fundamental of all the questions. If the reason Dov Sheilim is Chavin is mutar is because it's not Malachas Machsheves, how come it isn't clearly stated in Shas and in the Rishonim? The other pshat of the Pnei Yeshua is based on the Gemara Yevomis Dalad Amid Beis. In the Isra of Shatnez, we find two different formulations in the Torah. Beged Shatnez lo yala olecho, lo tilbash Shatnez. And the Gemara explains, if we would only have the love of Voyala Olecho, we would say that even Moichrei Ksus, that's the Mishnah Masechet Klein Perek Tes, Moichrei Ksus Mochni Kedarkon, Ublamat Shelo Yitkevenu B'chamo Mepnei HaChamo U'B'Gishomim Mepnei HaGishomim. If the only pasuk we would have would be Loyala Olecho, we would say even Moichrei Ksus would be prohibited. That's why the Torah says Lo Tilbash. Levisha sheyesh ba hanoas chimum moichiksus mutar. Rashi writes, moichiksus einam mitkavnim lahanaat chimum. So the Pnei Yeshua's understanding is, and that is based on Rashi, why is moichiksus permissible? Because dova shem eschaven. And it is from here that we learn dova she'enoi mischaven mutar. Once again, I think this is a mistake. What we learn from Lo Tilbash is the nature of Levisha. Ein Levisha, Ela Levisha L'Shem Hanoas Chimum. Levisha that is not of the nature of Hanoas Levisha is not prohibited by Klaim. Tosfos and Nida Samach Aleph and the Bais Yosef and Siman Yud and Hilchos Tzitzis both learn from this principle. Shehuadin b'tzitzis, levisha she'en b'noa potom b'netzitzis, has nothing to do with dova she'enoi mischaven. It has to do with the nature of levisha. So moich exists enoi mischavenim lahano aschimem, and therefore it's not considered levisha, not because dova she'en mischaven muta. So once again, we're back to our basic question: why is dova she'enoi mischaven mutar? So let me give you my basic understanding. I think the reason Reb Shimon maintains Dov Shem Eschaven Mitor is not Midrosha, neither Mehilchas. It is not a drosha based on Mekroi HaKodesh or Alach HaLamayshe Mesinai. It is a very profound and basic understanding of the nature of human endeavor. Kosav HaMaharal in Teferes Yisrael Perek Mem Aleph. The Maharal was not only one of the greatest Gedolim and the greatest Jewish thinkers, but he was unique. And nobody really knows how to define the Maharal. Was he a philosopher or a Mekubal? If you would ask the Maharal, he would be extremely annoyed by the question. The Maharal sees himself as a Mekubal, and he attacks philosophy with very harsh words. But the style of the Maharal is very much different than any of the other Mekubalim. He does not quote the classic Kabbalistic sources. His sprach, his style, is very different than all the other Mekubalim. It is far more philosophical. The content of the Maharal is also unique. But one of the more unique facets of the Maharal's Torah is the Taroivis. In one paragraph, we could find Lamdas and Aloha and philosophy and Kabbalah and Machshava all in a beautiful, beautiful Pesifas, in a beautiful combination, which is unique to the style of the Maharal. In Teferes, Perek Mem Aleph, and I'm quoting the Maharal, Dovazem Vuala Kol, Kihol Poal Bemikra, Einoi Nikra Poal, Shaharayom Rudovashen Meshava Mutabishavis, Okumoshamru Goerodom Mite Kesevesavsalu Balvat Shaloyit Kaven, Vakolzem Epne Shaloyit Yahes El Adam Shaasa Poal Kashar Poel Bemikra. Anything a person does without intent is coincidence. What a person does in a coincidental fashion, lo mityaches el ha'adam, it is not defined as maaseh ha'adam. It is as if things happen by themselves. In a very similar way, the Chazon Ish explains the concept of dova she'enoi mischaven. The Chazon Ish is easy to define. But the Chazon Ish was a giant in our time, and I relate to the Chazon Ish like I do to the Rishonim. I think the Chazon Ish was flung 500 years from his proper time so that our generation witness how a Rishon learned Torah. So the Chazon Ish, Or HaChaim Simenun Os Aleph, and I quote the Chazon Ish as I quoted the Maral. Ha'ader ha'kavona mevatel et ha'maisa va'af em yaseh haritz ein zu maloche didei elokonase me'elav. It is as if things happen by themselves. The basis of this understanding is, what is unique about humankind? Why is man different than behemes asoda v'chayot hayar, dgei hayam v'of hashamayim? What makes man unique amongst all other creatures created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It is only his mind, his understanding. Moisar ha'odom min ha'behema. And therefore, soif masa b'machshova techilo. What defines and characterizes masa ha'odom is kavona and machshova. And therefore, something a person does without intent is not defined as masa ha'odom. Rabbi Yosef Engel, one of the greatest gedolim, one of the greatest minds in the Achronim in the past 100 or 200 years, in Sefer Asman Dioraisa, says the same, and he brings a fascinating source, really interesting and fascinating. And that's the story told in Yevam Sadek Vav Amid Beis, Bebeis HaKnesses Shebetveria. There was a shul in Tveria. And on one fateful day, Gedolei HaTanaim were sitting in that shul and arguing about a specific aloha in Tumas Kalim, Achikoru Sefer Torah B'chamoson, till they tore a Sefer Torah in their wrath. And the Gemara asks, Koru Sal Kedatoch Elo, Achinikra Sefer Torah B'chamoson. Tosis explains, the Loshon Koru Sefer Torah Mashma B'kavona. No, they didn't tear it. Nikra. What do you mean, Nikra? They didn't tear it. It was torn. Well, some of us have little kids. Some of us were little kids just a short while ago. And it is very common in every house. Children are playing in the kitchen. Suddenly you hear a crash. And the most expensive bottle of wine you had in the fridge, broken to pieces. The most expensive piece of crystal you had in the house, suddenly just fell and was shattered. And the mom runs into the room and asks the children, who did that? And the kids say, Levad. Just happened by itself. What do you mean, Levad? The bottle decided to try to fly like a bird and he fell. But the kids are right. That is what Tosis explains in Yevam Sadek Vav Amid Beis. Koru sal kedatoch? Did they tear a Sefer Torah? No, chas v'sholem. Nikra Sefer Torah b'chamosam. Anything the person does without kavona, einenu mityaches elav. And that is exactly what the Chazon Ish explains in his words. Header kavona mevatelet ha'maisa v'afem yaseh haritz, ein ze maloche didei, ela kenaso me'elav. And this basic principle is based on the profound understanding of Reb Shimon. What is man? What characterizes, what defines Maase HaOdom? And that is why Devash HaMeschaven Mutar. And that's why this halacha is relevant, not only in Shabbos, in every area of halacha, of Torah, bein belavim ubein b'mitzvot asay. And this svara obviously was so pushit bein erishonim that they saw no need to elaborate. I have a similar understanding in a totally different area of Torah, and that is the machloikis. Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches and other sources in Shas, like Brochas Yud Gimel, Psochem Kuf Yud Daled, machloikis amirua. And once again, I ask the same question. Even though this sugya is a very common sugya, nowhere in Bavli or Yerushalmi or the Rishonim does anybody care to explain to us what is the machlokes? Why do some Amiruah maintain mitzvah sichas kavuna while others think mitzvah sein sichas kavuna? Both opinions are stated and brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Semesamech Or HaChaim Siv Dalet. I have a similar feeling. Manda omer mitzvah sichas kavuna. His shita is based on the most fundamental understanding what are mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are acts that convey avodas Elokim. Therefore, in his opinion, if you did something without kavanas mitzvah, there is no avoido. So what did you do? You did nothing. Your action is totally void of significance. And once again, this opinion is not based on a drosha or on a lochana Moshe Sinai. And therefore, obviously, the Rishonim saw no need to explain such a simple assumption, which is the basis of the Shitta Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona. In both sugyas, yesh mi shechulek, yesh mi shesavul, dovashem es chavanosu, yesh mi shesavul mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavona. So obviously there is room for dissent, for argument, but that has nothing to do with my basic understanding. Halochi kemandoma, dovashem es chavan mutar, halochi kemandoma mitzvah tzrichas kavona. My basic argument is, these halachas are based not on drosha or hilchasa, but on the essence of maaseh ha'odam on one hand, and the essence of maaseh ha'mitzvahs on the other hand. So up to this point, we dealt with the sugya of dovo she'enoi mischaven. And those of you that wish to delve a little bit deeper into this sugya, not always baal peh, especially when we're limited in time, could I elaborate as I do b'chsav. So in the weekly shiur, which is distributed every week, there are additions that we will not discuss in this oral shiur. And those of you that want to delve even deeper into this sugya, please check Minchas Osho Masechet Shabbos Simen Pei Dalet, Minchasosha Masechet Psochim Siman Choftes. And from here we go on to Psikreisha. So many places in Shas, Abayev Arove Da Amre Tarvayu Moide Reb Shemim B'Psikreisha. Psikreisha, Chazal use as a mushel, an example. A person chops off the head of a bird and then he argues, oh, I had no intention to kill the bird. I just wanted the head. Chazal bring this as an extreme example. Person cannot argue a ridiculous argument. I didn't mean to kill. I just meant to separate the head from the rest of the body. Everybody knows that a head can't live by itself, neither could the body. So if you intended to remove the head from the body, obviously you cannot argue you didn't intend to kill. And this principle is, whenever you do A, and B, behechoreach, is brought to B, then A and B are one and the same. And if you have kavona to do A, it is as if you have kavona to do B, and you are responsible to whatever B brings forth. This is the principle of psikreisha. According to the way we understand and explain Dovah Shem Eschaven, how do we understand psikreisha? Why would that make a difference? Why would the hechreyach be significant? We could understand the principle of psikreisha in two different ways. Explanation number one would be this. We don't believe you that you didn't have intention to kill. You know that removing a head means killing. So this is just playing around with words. If you remove the head of a bird, you intended to kill it. Maybe we should redefine or reformulate the argument we just made. It is not that we don't believe you, you're a liar, but maybe you even aren't even aware of your true intentions. In modern psychology, we know that there are many levels of conscience. And psychologists, psychiatrists sometimes pay heed and attach great significance to the subconscious. But I am not referring to the subconscious, even in the conscious level. Sometimes people have different levels of awareness and of kavana. The Chazon Ish makes this point in his Ha'oros on Rav Chaim Brisker and Hilchos Tefillah. The Chazon Ish coins a Hagdora Kavona Keho. In my Sforim, in Minchas Osher, Psochim Semen Pei Aleph, Minchas Osher Moedem Chelek Beis Semen Nun Hei, I preferred to define this concept as Kavona Amumo, Kavona Nesteres. So if A, Behechreach, causes B, you probably had Kavona to B. Or maybe not. It is not that we say you probably were Mechaven, you were not Mechaven. But Hechreach in itself bears power. And just like Kavona is miyaches, ma'isim le'oseihem, the same with hechreach. If you want to do A, you really have no kavona for B. It is not that we think you did have kavona, you definitely had no kavona, but you still bear responsibility. It makes no difference whether you had kavona or not. So when you drag a kisemit of a safsal on the sand, and it is obvious and predestined that you will be making a charitz, it is just like ripping the head off a bird's body. It is predestined this bird will die, and therefore killing and removing the head are the same. Two sides of the same coin. Maybe the same side of the same coin. Just different words, but essentially it's the same. So it is not that we argued you did have kavana to make a cheretz. You didn't have a kavana to make a cheretz, but it makes no difference. We cannot detach the cheretz from dragging the safsal. Any act performed by a man which behechreach has toitzois, those tetzos are the same as the act that causes them. The cause and effect are two sides of the same coin. Maybe that is the principle of psikolesha shechayev. I think these two different approaches would be the two different opinions regarding psikolesha de lonichale. Toises ksubes vova mitbeis, once again, Shabbos kuv gimel amed aleph. Tosfos and all the other Rishonim quote the opinion of the Oroch, Psikresha de Lonichalei Mutar. According to most Rishonim, Psikresha de Lonichalei Osem de Rabbonon. Other Rishonim maintain Psikresha de Lonichalei is no longer a Dov Hashem Eschaven. It's Potter because it's a Malach Hashem Tzicha Legufo. According to the Oroch, Psikresha de Lonichalei is a Dovar She'enoi Misgaven. What is the opinion of the Aruch? The Rosh explains the Aruch. Sechet Shabbos Perek Tet Zayin Simaches. I am quoting the Rosh. Ulaperesh Aruch Dereb Shemen Lo Machayim Bepsik Leisha Elahecha Denicha Leibo Yisam Alocha. The Ika Lameimar. Anan Sahadi Deku Mechavin. Anan Sahadi Deku Mechavin. That is approach number one that I explained before. Psikresha denichalei, you need a charitz, and you're aware that you're going to be making a charitz, how could you say you had no kavana? If you want to kill this bird because you want to take off its skin, cook it, eat its flesh, you cannot say, I had no intention just to remove its head. So according to this approach, it is very logical to differentiate between nichale and loy nichale. If nichale, you have the need, you have the awareness, you probably had kavana, you probably had intention as well. However, if loy nichale, he has no need for the outcome, then why would we argue that he had intention? So that is the opinion of the Orach. The other Rishayna maintain that Psik Reish is not because Anan Tzehadi Dekum Echavin. He is a Dove Shem Eschavin, but he bears responsibility nevertheless. Therefore, there would be no difference whether it's Nichalei or Lo Nichalei. So today we have discussed one of the most basic sugyas, not only in Hilchos Shabbos, but in the entirety of Torah Shebal Peh, a sugya which affects every aspect of Kiyum Mitzvos Aseh and of Lo Ta'aseh. Ve'idach Pirusha Zil Gemor. As I shared with you at the beginning of this shiur, today is a happy day in the life of myself and my family. And we should always fill our hearts with gratitude and with Hidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban, towards the end of this week's parsha, and I think this Ramban should be Shogor Aleshoinoi, of every Jew. Two different principles, one more basic than the other. We cannot decide which. Both are fundamentals. On one hand, the Ramban deals with the essence of Nisim. Min ha-Nisim ha-Gadoylem v'am-efesom emod emoide b'Nisim ha-Nasorim shehem yesod kol ha-Toyre kulo shi'en anu chelik b'Toyres Moishat sh'neida. שכל דבורנו ומקרינו הם ניסים, הם בהם טבע ומנהוגוי שלו אלו. Many, many times in the past, and I hope many times in the future, we discussed this Ramban at great length. Today, I would like to focus on the other passage in the same Ramban. Tachlis hayitziro harishoino. ואין לעליון חפץ בתחתונם כי אם שידע האדם ויודע לאלוקיו שברואי. The rationale of creation, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim ואורץ ומה שביניהם, all the olam is עליונם ותחתונם, שידע האדם ויודע לאלוקיו שברואי. Being aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He and He alone, Oyseh Shemayim Ve'oretz. Ani Rishon Ve'ani Yachoinu Mibalodai Ein Elokim. He is the Creator. He is the Mover. He does everything. And all the laws of nature are only the tools of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to manifest Malchus Shemayim B'kol Chelkei HaBriyah. Shiyeda ha'odom v'yode. We should sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give thanks and gratitude. That is the Tachlis HaBriyah. One of the great Jews, many generations earlier than the Ramban, made the same statement. The Novi Yeshayo Perek Mem Gimel Amzu Yutzarti Li Tihilosi Yisaperu. Rashi on the spot. Amzu yutzarti li leman tihilosi yisaperu. So the Navi says the reason Klal Yisrael was created, was established, one yisoid, tihilosi yisaperu. So the Pasuk, Navi Yeshayo, refers to Klal Yisrael. The Ramban refers to the entirety of creation. However, the first Rashi in Torah is Bereishis Boro Elokim Bishvil Yisrael Shenivru Reishis. So the basic rationale of the entirety of creation is Klal Yisrael, and the Navi says, Yisrael was brought to be Leman Tihilos Yisapeu. Parshas Vayechi in Medrash Rabbah, and once again in Targum Yonason, when Yaakov Avinu benches the Shvotim and he comes to Yehuda, he says, Yehuda atu yoducho achecho. So the Medrash and Targum Yonason both say, L'doris Olam, in generations to come, no Jew would say, I am a Zviloni, or Godi, or Osheri. They all will say, I am a Yehudi. We are all defined as Jews, as Yehudim. Yehudim al Shem Shevet Yehuda. But many Jews come from the different tribes, 12 in a number. Nevertheless, they all will relate to Shevet Yehuda, and that was the Baruch of Yaakov Avinu, Atu Yoducho Ochecho. But neither the Medrash nor Targum Yonason explains why. Why? Each Jew should be proud of his heritage, of his ancestors, of his roots. So why would they all relate to Shevet Yehuda? I think the reason is a very simple one. When Leah calls Yehuda, Yehuda, the Pasuk says, Hapam Odeh Tashem, this time I will give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the essence of who we are. That is the essence of why we are. Tihilosi Yisapeiru. So we are all Yehudim. In a shmuz I gave once upon a time before Purim, and I think it's in Minchas Osho Moyadim Sichois, under the Konteret, Ish Yehudi Hoyo, Ishushon Abiro, I explained. In Megillat Daf Yudalad, the Gemara says, Lamo in Koren Halal, the Purim, why don't we say Halal on Purim? We do say Halal on Chanukah. Kriyosa Zuhi Lula. Reading the Megillah is equivalent to Halal. And one wonders, there's not even one pusik of thanks, of gratitude, of praise, of song in the Megillah. The Megillah is a story. From the first pusik, V'yehi v'me'achashverosh, till the last pusik, Mas al-iyei hayam, Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't even mentioned. So what type of Halal is Megillas Esther? I think it's quite obvious. The only sefer in Kisvei HaKodesh in which we are all defined as Yehudim. HaYehudim Asher B'Shushan HaBiro Ish Yehudi Hoyo. The only sefer in which we are defined as Yehudim is in Megillas Esther. Some other sources in Tanakh, we find the word Yehudim, but that is only to differentiate between the Jews that dwelled in Eretz Yehuda and those that dwelled in the Shomron or other parts of the land. However, in Megillas Esther, the Jews were in Shushan Abira, in Iye Hayam, in Medinot Hayam, neither in Yehuda nor in Shomron. But nevertheless, they are all called Yehudim. That is the praise of Megillas Esther. It is quite obvious. Hapam Odeh Et Hashem. That is the essence of creation. To sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyeda Ha'odam V'yodeh Le'elakov Shebaro. To our dismay, some of us remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu only when we feel we desperately need Him in times of trial and tribulation, of pain and suffering. We should feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in times of joy and simcha. And then even in the simple days of life, you get up in the morning, it's a sunny day, your kids are fast asleep. You come home at night and everybody is smiling. sing and dance the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Chesedov HaMerubim. And there is no greater segula to be zeichet to chasdei shomayim. So let us all thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every day of quiet and serenity, every day of health. We should be moedel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'mavorach al ha-toiv, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should spare us the halach of chayav adam mavorach al ha-ra, kishem shu mavorach al ha-toiv. We should all be zoiche to chasdei shamayim, and Klal Yisrael should be zoiche ki yamei tzeischa meyeretz mitzlayim arenu noflois, bebi'ez goyel tzedek v'simcha soylam al-roishom b'mheiro v'yomeinu omein.